Dr. Pinsky dictating a male and a man, Joseph Flood, F-L-O-O-D. Joseph Flood is a 40-year-old male who reports he was injured at work in a motor vehicle collision on 7-2-21. But at that time, he was struck head-on by another vehicle. Pretty was wearing his seatbelt. Paired his abdomen was struck by the airbag and the seatbelt. Paired, he believes he injured his stomach and chest, but did not go to the emergency room afterwards. Paired, he had further evaluation and treatment, including surgical repair of a hernia with mesh placement on 11-8-21. Paired, is no longer receiving any active treatment. Paired, in the paragraph, as per the medical records supplied, he was seen at WorkNet on 7-6-21. Period. He reported he was waiting to make a left turn onto the 322 bypass when a Ford Mustang traveling 55 miles an hour turned directly into him and hit him head on. But he was wearing his seatbelt and the airbags were deployed. Pretty initially felt fine, but over the weekend developed rib and chest pain and had difficulty lifting without pain and had pain with coughing. Pretty denied any loss of consciousness. Period. He had not received any treatment in the interim. Period. He was examined and found to have no tenderness or distension of the gastrointestinal area. Period. X-rays of the ribs revealed no fractures or pneumothorax. Pretty was diagnosed with rib contusion on the left, status post motor vehicle accident, for which he was prescribed ibuprofen and application of ice. Period. He returned on 7-13-21. And remained symptomatic. Period. Accordingly, he was referred for additional diagnostic testing. Period. On 7-16-21, he underwent a CAT scan of the thorax, abdomen, and pelvis that showed healing, non-displaced subacute fractures of the left anterior 6th through 8th ribs. Period. There was no acute abnormalities of the chest, abdomen, or pelvis. Pretty returned to WorkNet on 7-20-21 when they discussed these results. Period. His diagnosis was left side chest wall and rib sprain with small fat-containing umbilical hernia. Period. He was supplied with naproxen and incentive spirometry and continued on modified duty. Period. In addition to the hernia, they advised him to follow up with his primary care physician regarding an enlarged heart and enlarged prostate. Period. He was going on vacation the following week and would return to the office on 8-2-21. Period. He did so and stated he was feeling a little better. Period. He was going to remain on modified duty and was referred for surgical consultation. Period. New paragraph. On 9-15-21, Mr. Flood was seen in that regard by Dr. Palazzo, P-A-L-A-Z-Z-O. Period. He diagnosed umbilical hernia without obstruction or gangrene. Where the plan was to pursue open umbilical hernia repair with mesh placement. Period. On 11-8-21. Dr. Meredith, M-E-R-E-D-I-T-H, Dr. Palazzo performed umbilical hernia repair for post-operative diagnosis of umbilical hernia. period. He followed up post-operatively on 12-2-21. Period, he felt well. Period. He wants to continue on lifting restrictions until being cleared for full duty effective 12-2021. Period. Physical exam, lungs and torso is normal. Abdomen, normal. There was healed umbilical scarring. Period. The groin itself was not examined. Period. Lumbar sacral, normal. Period. Walking on his heels and toes was deferred. Period. Impressions. Joseph Flood was involved in a work-related motor vehicle collision on 7-2-21. Period. Several days later, he presented to WorkNet with abdominal and rib pain. Period. X-rays were done. Period. He was initiated on conservative care. Period. He remained symptomatic and underwent CAT scan studies that identified a rib fracture and an umbilical hernia. Period. On 11-8-21, Dr. Palazzo performed hernia repair with mesh placement. Period. The petitioner did well afterwards and was cleared for full duty effective 12-20. How's that? 12-1-21. Period. In paragraph, the current exam. Found his abdomen to be soft and tender with no ongoing hernias. Period. Similarly, there was no tenderness, palpation about the chest or ribs. Period. In the paragraph, there is 0% permanent partial total disability referable to the abdomen. Period. His hernia has been definitively repaired without signs of recurrence. Period. He remains highly functional as seen in his ability to return to work in a full duty capacity with the insured. Period. End.